President Obama signs the Pilots' Bill of Rights. Airshow pilot Kent Peach is injured in Canada. And Curiosity on Mars will link past and future explorations. This is Aero News for Monday, August 6, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe, a Republican from Oklahoma and a member of the Senate General Aviation Caucus and certified flight instructor, announced last Friday that his pilot's Bill of Rights has been officially signed into law. Inhofe has worked to pass the legislation for the past year. In the Senate, where the bill enjoyed co-sponsorship by 65 other senators, the measure passed by unanimous consent in June. The House passed the measure by a voice vote. Now it's been signed by the president. In celebrating the accomplishment, Senator Inhofe said, quote, "Just last week in Oshkosh, we celebrated the bill getting through Congress. Now, with the president's signature, it is officially the law of the land. I appreciate the help of great organizations like AOPA and EAA. This bill remedies many of the most serious deficiencies in the relationship between general aviation and the FAA, and ensures that pilots are, like everyone else, treated in a fair and equitable manner by the justice system." End quote. A well-known and highly experienced member of the airshow community is recovering from an accident in his 1942 Jelly Belly Interstate Cadet. Airshow pilot Kent Peach is reported in stable condition following a Saturday afternoon accident that occurred during the first day of a weekend airshow in Wetaskiwin, Alberta, Canada, which he was listed as a featured performer. Wetaskiwin is some 70 kilometers south of Edmonton. According to local media reports, Kent had finished a performance at the show when the accident occurred, in which the aircraft flew close to the ground in a bank, struck a wingtip, and thereafter impacted the ground just off the runway. Some reports indicate that a power failure may have led to the accident. The Jelly Belly aircraft is a popular sight at a number of North American air shows. Kent Peach uses the 1942 Interstate Cadet as part of a comedy act, which includes extreme maneuvers such as the aileron falling off in midair. Peach hails from North Dakota and has been a consistent presence on the airshow circuit, as well as a member of a highly regarded airshow family. He reportedly soloed in 1967 at the age of 16, and his online bio notes that he has performed in more than 400 air shows. NASA's newest Mars mission, which is scheduled to land August 6th, will draw on support from missions sent to Mars years ago and will contribute to missions envisioned for future decades. Curiosity's main assignment is to investigate whether its study area ever has offered environmental conditions favorable for microbial life. To do that, it packs a science payload weighing 15 times as much as the science instruments on previous Mars rovers. The landing target is an area about 12 miles by 4 miles and sits in a safely flat area between less safe slopes of the rim of Gale Crater and the crater's central peak, informally called Mount Sharp. The target was plotted to be within driving distance of layers on Mount Sharp where minerals that formed in water have been seen from orbit. As the Mars Science Laboratory spacecraft places the Curiosity rover on the surface of Mars, NASA will be using the Mars Odyssey orbiter, in service since 2001, as a relay for rapidly confirming the landing to Curiosity's flight team and the rest of the world. Earth will be below the Mars horizon from Curiosity's perspective, so the new rover will not be in direct radio contact with Earth. Curiosity is scheduled to land in a matter of hours as this Aerocast is recorded. Touchdown projected at 1:31 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Monday morning. Some 170 workers at Hawker's Beechcraft Little Rock factory received layoff notices last week as the company negotiates the sale of its general aviation and business jet divisions to a Chinese concern. The 60-day notices are required by federal law. The Associated Press reports that the factory customizes aircraft interiors and performs maintenance and repairs. HBC said it was trimming its domestic workforce as part of the sales negotiations. The Little Rock facility employs about 450 workers. The notices went out to both hourly and salaried employees of the company. The International Air Transport Association, or IATA, said in a statement Thursday that it welcomes the positive outcome of the Washington meeting that was held Tuesday and Wednesday, where 17 of the world's largest aviation powers convened to discuss constructive steps toward a global deal under the International Civil Aviation Organization to address international aviation emissions. As expected, they reaffirmed their continued strong opposition to the EU's unilateral and extraterritorial inclusion of international aviation in the European Union Emissions Trading Scheme. Separately, IATA also welcomes the passage of a bill in the United States Senate Commerce Committee to prohibit U.S. carriers from participating in the EU ETS. Significantly, the bill passed by unanimous bipartisan support and makes specific provision for officials to use their authority to conduct international negotiations to pursue a worldwide approach to address aircraft emissions. When Aero News continues, Boeing adds big numbers to its order book. United Airlines unveils its first Dreamliner, and pants on the ground, but off the plane.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We continue now with Aero News for Monday, August the 6th. I'm Glenn Moyer. As last week came to a close, Boeing announced some serious new orders for its growing order book. Boeing confirmed that Silk Air announced a commitment to order 31 737 MAX 8s and 23 next-generation 737-800s, a deal that when finalized will be worth $4.9 billion at list prices. Later in the same day, Boeing also confirmed that Xiamen Airlines had agreed to purchase 40 Boeing next-gen 737-800s. The airline plans to use the airplanes for more international routes to meet growing passenger traffic in the Asia-Pacific and China corridors. The order, which is valued at $3.5 billion at list prices, requires Chinese government approval, and Boeing will work with the airline to obtain that approval. United Airlines on Thursday unveiled its new Boeing 787 Dreamliner. The airline showcased its first 787 fresh out of the paint hangar at Boeing's Everett, Washington facility. United is the North American launch customer for the Dreamliner and expects to take delivery of its first 787 in September. The airline has firm orders for 50 787s to be delivered by 2019. However, the recent failure of a Gen X engine on a Boeing Dreamliner being built in South Carolina has caused Air India to put deliveries of the new airliner on hold, pending an NTSB investigation, according to media reports from that country. Air India was not reachable for confirmation or denial. An aviation analyst told the New York Daily News that the Indian government is using the engine failure as an excuse to purposely delay taking delivery of the new airliners. Air India is still seeking compensation from Boeing for delays in delivery of the airliners. The first was scheduled to have been delivered to the fast-growing nation in June, and the airplane that the engine failed on was intended for delivery to Air India. That failed engine is being examined by GE and NTSB officials. The pilots of United and Continental Airlines, after more than 2 years of negotiating with the company for a joint collective bargaining agreement and with the assistance of the National Mediation Board, have reached an agreement in principle with United Continental Holdings, Inc. on major economic issues. While some details of an agreement still remain open, the pilots are confident a final AIP can be worked out in the coming days. Negotiations have been under the supervision of the National Mediation Board, with a strike vote by the pilots looming overhead. Terms of the agreement must now be converted into a tentative agreement. Until that process is complete, details of the TA will not be released. The TA will be then presented independently to ALPA's governing bodies for each of the Continental and United pilot groups for consideration. If approved, it will be sent to the pilots of both carriers for a combined ratification vote. Well, if you're a fan of American Idol, you'll remember the social anthem Pants on the Ground that went universally viral after the 2010 show auditions in Atlanta. The song was ironically a protest of the so-called fashion trend sagging. So how is this relevant, you ask? Well, a man boarding a Spirit Airlines flight in Chicago recently found himself and his female traveling companion taking a later flight to Orlando when he refused to pull up his pants after being instructed to do so by a flight attendant. The Christian Post reports that, according to a CBS News interview with Spirit Airlines spokeswoman Misty Pinson, the man's pants were situated, quote, to the point where his entire bottom was hanging out, and that's not appropriate, end quote. When the man was approached by flight attendants and asked to hike up his pants to a more appropriate level, he allegedly became aggressive and threatened the flight crew. He threatened to smack the flight attendant, Spinson said. Apparently, the young man did not heed the warning and learned the true meaning of the song. In this case, pants on the ground, butt off the plane. The flight crew called law enforcement, who escorted the man and a woman traveling with him off the aircraft. They were reportedly allowed to board a later flight to Orlando, presumably, without his sagging fashion statement. Well, since this is an audio program, it would serve no purpose for us to try to make any fashion statements, but I can promise we'll never leave you sagging. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. And now, with everyone's pants in the full upright and buckled position, you're now cleared for departure.